Hey guys, it's Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
Welcome to the Same Brain Podcast. Let's roll that intro. Hello, Jenna.
Happy New Year.
Oh my gosh, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving. We did Thanksgiving.
We did that
one. We did have a Happy Thanksgiving. We're back with a new little setup in our studio here. Maddie's gone. Watching on video, he's saying bye-bye. He's walking out the door. We got a lot to talk about today because we haven't done the pod in a while.
We have not. A lot of updates, a lot of things, a lot of news, life updates, so much to talk about.
And
we have someone on the third mic.
We do. Okay, he's picking it up.
Hi.
Oh! Tyler's here!
Hi, guys.
You guys can't see him. He's off camera. Do you want to sneak in? Like, do a little peek your head in? Like, just like a poke, like a hello?
What's up, y'all?
You guys, we haven't seen Tyler in over a year. And you guys have been like, we want Tyler on the podcast. There's one commenter who has been commenting for the past, couple of years. This is the 545th day that I'm commenting that I want Tyler on the podcast.
Well, Tyler's in town, so we're going to have to get him on the podcast officially.
Yeah.
So
what's that guy's name? Do you know?
We need to find it.
His username?
I barely know my name. But we will find it.
Shout out to that guy.
Tyler is back in town helping us shoot some videos. Super hyped. It's basically like Apple week again. I'm excited because obviously I have an I in front of my name.
You do.
Ironically.
You were born with it, which is wild.
I once wanted to change it legally, but then I was like, that's a whole process that you have to do. Then you have to change documents. And I'm like, it doesn't.
No, it's not too worth much work. No, it would be a lot. No, you don't need to change it.
I don't
have it on all your socials. So it's not important.
It's companied. I have it trademarked. We're fine.
You're covered. So let's talk about some of the announcements that recently have occurred, Justine.
Oh, we're just diving right into it.
We're not
talking about our new year.
Do you want to talk about
it? I don't know.
What day is it? Oh, wow. It's actually on the day that we're filming this is January 19th. How was your new year? We can talk about that.
Did you do anything for New Year's?
Went to bed.
I don't even remember what I did. Maybe we don't talk about our new year.
I don't think I did anything because usually we travel back from the East Coast and we're on East Coast time and I'm tired.
I actually don't remember. I think I also went to bed. So that was very unexciting. But I just can't actually believe it's 2023 already. It's actually quite shocking.
I'm unwell thinking about it. Wild to think about all the things that have happened, the things that are gonna happen.
Can you believe this computer back here is as old as me?
Is that a prop?
Yes, but it works as well.
Also, it was real at one point?
Yes.
There's a floppy disk in it?
Yeah.
We
can't. You have a pin or a paperclip. When I found out that secret, that you could get these floppy disks out with a paperclip, it was like a mind-blowing experience when I was a child.
Yeah. Oh, when you were a child. I understand.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's in there. I think it's like Mac Write or something. Or it could be the Macintosh startup disk.
I used to love the Mario typing game?
That's how I learned to type. Mario teaches typing.
So fun. That was like the best game ever created.
That was not on this. That was on the 6160 Power PC.
I don't know. My brain was small at the time. It's quite small now. So the new year. Have you done anything exciting?
To be honest with you, I took a lot of time off, and played so much Call of Duty that I actually made myself physically and mentally unwell.
You're right. Call of Duty I've been living and breathing and sleeping Call of Duty, actually sleeping because we have Call of Duty jammies. It's been so much fun.
It's been
so fun. The multiplayer is great. Shipment 24/7, Warzone with my friends. It's incredible and it makes me not want to do anything else.
No, and it was like 2 weeks ago where I had to have an intervention with myself. I was like, I either need to send myself somewhere or I need to get my act together because I would wake up, hop into the massage chair, push the chair in front of the television, start off my day with M&Ms. I would maybe have, you know, a lunch of a candy bar and Cheetos. And I'm like, what have I become?
I mean, that sounds like a dream.
It was a dream.
For a while.
I was not well because I was doing this for a while. And yeah. I knew that I wanted to get all gold guns, all SMG, all gold assault rifles. And then I was working on platinum, but getting the long range is so difficult. So I kind of stopped there. I got to 250, obviously, you know, cleared out the battle pass to 100%. And then we just started playing Warzone. We actually had a LAN party. So for you guys that don't know, a LAN party is a local area network where you all connect to the same place, the same network, and you play video games.
And we did it last weekend. It was pretty great.
It was great. I used to do that in high school when we actually had to do that because there was no internet.
Oh.
So we were just kind of, you know, bringing it back.
Yeah, we were. And we did some tech support where we actually got your internet up and working.
My bottom Wi-Fi hotspot was not even plugged in.
No.
Had no idea. It's been unplugged for months. I always felt like something was not right on the downstairs floor, but we got that fixed. Then we tripped a breaker because of the massage chair. Had both of them running at the same time.
My leg got stuck.
inside of it.
I will say there probably should be some type of release.
There is on the hands, but I guess not on the legs.
My left leg, it was quite scary for a hot minute.
It was so much fun. It was our friend Sean's birthday.
Yeah, it was great. We had cake.
Oh, also, we decorated t-shirts. Mm-hmm. It's been a very long time since I've done an arts and craft project like this. So we wanted to decorate the t-shirts with our clan tag on it, which is GFRKZ. Stands for Gaming Freaks.
Gaming Freaks.
So when you have proximity chat on, our friend Sean will just yell, Gaming Freaks!
Oh yeah, we're Gaming Freaks. And then usually a team comes and finds us. So we just kind of made it like a little, you know, eventful evening with t-shirt making, cookie eating, and gaming. It was pretty great. We're all full grown adults.
It's so funny because everyone else was enjoying the eve and I was on the floor ironing t-shirts for 2 hours.
And then I was like, she was almost done. I go, can I get my gamer tag on it? Which is silly as straw, which is not a short gamer tag.
It wasn't. I was like, I can't at this point. This has turned into something that is not fun. This is actual like work. Nope. Anyway, we had a great time and I hope we do it again.
So what else is new in the past 19 days of the new year?
I'm feeling much better now that I've been off my Call of Duty binge. I started going back to jiu-jitsu.
Ooh.
Although now my body hurts, so it's kind of like it's give or take. But yeah, trying to get back into the fitness and not eating like crap game has been very difficult.
I've been doing that too, but then I was like, well, look at this Twix. It's so nice. But I've definitely been working out more, which is nice. Let's see.
Do you want to tell them about?
Not yet. Okay. I'm not ready to talk about that yet.
She's not ready to talk about it yet, but I can't wait until she's ready to talk about it, if ever.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Before it's spoken about. And if I do break the news, it's not going to be on the Same Brain podcast until we get a sponsor.
Can you believe we don't have a sponsor yet?
Yes.
Like we have a lot of listens and a lot of like it's we have a pretty successful podcast.
Do we? Yes. We do. Maybe you know
we have really great guests. Like we actually could have even more interviews. I mean, I just
true. We've had top like
executives from Microsoft, Apple. We have a very successful podcast, Jenna. So congratulations.
You hear that, sponsors? Maybe we don't want you. No, we do want you.
We do. I
really truly think this is gonna be the year that Same Brain takes off.
Here's the thing.
We might even be able to buy some furniture for this room.
do you like this? This I actually had a bunch of our equipment on that was in this room, and then I was like, we need a prop back here, so we're gonna use this.
I didn't even realize my coffee has been I'm so sorry.
That's fine. We do what we want here.
Well, but like Tyler made sure that the space was so cleared, and I just stick this ugly cup right there in the middle.
It's black. It's, you know, it matches.
Centered. It's vibey. Tyler, how's it been back in LA? You've been here for a couple days now.
Yeah, I like it here.
I mean, you drove down, up, down?
I drove down.
Down. I don't know my direction.
If he drove up, it would be in the water.
I did it all in one day. I've done that drive many times. I like it. I like driving.
And where'd you drive from?
I like from Portland. For people who don't know, I've been living in the woods for a year.
He's out.
That's not, so nice.
Not really in the woods. In an apartment. But there's lots of woods around. So.
Do you guys remember our road trip that we did?
Yeah.
Which was like, I think almost 2 years ago. Over 2 years ago.
It's
coming up on 2 years. Yes. The one where I was rear-ended by a child.
That was eventful.
Action-packed, eventful. And then...
I never posted.
It's the only car accident I've ever been in.
I never posted that vlog.
I wasn't with you when that happened because I got snowed in.
You went somewhere else.
I split it with you guys to go visit my brother. I was supposed to visit for 2 days. Mm-hmm. One night, 2 days. And then I was going to meet back up with you. And the night that I got there, it snowed like 3 feet and my car got completely buried in snow and I couldn't get out for 5 days.
Because we were going to even possibly come up to see you. But then we were like...
No one could go anywhere.
But that wasn't the cause of the car accident.
No.
The cause of the car accident
negligence.
Was...
negligence. Have we talked about that? I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm not sure. I don't remember. I think we just kind of like, we're like, okay, cool. That happened.
It's been 2 years now. What's the...
Do you think I should post the vlog?
Statue of limitations. I think it's up. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. The vlog?
Yeah, I never posted my vlog. I made like...
I also had a vlog.
I had a whole month vlog all crammed into one. And like, I was editing it like so like particular. Like,
oh my God.
That was such a fun trip.
To do that again. Another road trip, but I would probably appreciate some help driving. Tyler, I don't know how you drive that yourself.
Well, Jenna drove almost the whole way and I was
the entire whole way. I mean, we stopped over a couple days, but like I get so sleepy. So like, that's my problem.
I like listening to podcasts or audiobooks. Like you can listen to a whole book.
Speaking of books, I've been listening to Prince Harry's book.
I have not been.
Actually, it's really good. It's actually heartbreaking, like hearing some of the stories. I think that...
Oh, jeez. I'm scared.
Some of the memes
That's all I see is the memes and the TikToks, like the clips.
I mean, there's so much stuff taking out of context. You're freaking Prince Harry. Like, you're in the royal family. Like, the amount of paparazzi and lack of privacy that those people have endured is, it's really terrible.
It is.
It's sickening what the paparazzi has done to them and how traumatic. The thing is, like, people kept saying, well, you know, you chose this life or whatever. He's like, well, I didn't really choose this. Like, I was born into it. And like, this isn't a life that I want to live, but you don't have a choice.
That is true. Like, we chose to do this. We chose to put our lives on the internet. Like, when it's so we weren't born into this.
And like imagine people not really caring about you because you're like the spare. Is basically it's called spare because he's not going to be the king. He's basically just there in case something happens to Prince William. So they can't travel together because...
Oh, in case something...
Yeah, so if like William needs a kidney or a lung or whatever...
I feel like good luck. Find
no, they're taking it out of Harry.
No!
Yeah!
That's when you run.
Nope.
You hit the woods next to Tyler.
Well, that's what he did. That's why he's...
Oh, you're right.
Well,
he's not hiding. He's hiding in plain sight on Netflix. And...
Like, I haven't watched the documentary yet.
I didn't either. But
I haven't finished the book.
I get it. I'm not. I should be nicer. But they can find that kidney, Harry. They can. Couldn't they find a donor easily?
I think my favorite thing was him talking about how much he like played video games. And
oh yeah,
I was like,
he said,
oh my god,
Xbox.
Like you sound cool. Like let's. Oh my god, do you think
he can get on the podcast?
And like I've always been a really big fan of Megan too. So like, do you think they want to come over?
Hey man, maybe.
Oh my god, do you think they want? They
she has a podcast.
Does she really?
Yes.
Do you think she wants to come over?
I don't know.
Right here.
We can Megan. Maybe we'll rent a studio.
We've got a spot for you right here. Look, we'll just move right over.
Now I'm worried about his kidneys getting taken from him. And I'm so upset about it.
Save the kidneys.
I'm not. I would probably. What? I don't know. I was thinking about like if I had to give you my kidney because I'm the youngest.
I'd give you one of each.
We have different blood types, so.
Wait, what was my blood type? Do we remember? I tweeted about it.
I swear it was B positive.
I think it was B something.
I'm A positive, so no kidney for you.
No kidney for me. Wait, can we not share kidneys if we don't have the same blood type?
I'm going to assume probably not. Like, because then it would reject it.
Hmm.
It would cause more pain to your body.
I would
die.
I don't know. I missed that course in my classes.
Yeah. Wonder what blood type Prince Harry is.
Maybe he's A positive.
Maybe he could have
I was
going
to try to Google it. We'll find out on the podcast. Harry and Meghan coming on the podcast right here. We'll
stay tuned.
Yeah, it'll be great.
I wonder who their people are.
I don't know. I mean, we can find them.
We'll find them.
We find them.
But not in the way that we're going to find you for your kidney.
No.
I'll would find you.
Yeah, I'll go to my agent and be like, hey, do you think you can reach out and give us a connect?
Thanks. Man, I loved Meghan in Suits. Like, that was so good. I was actually going to rewatch it the other day. But then I was like, there's so many seasons. I need to do something else with my time.
I really liked that show.
It was good.
And then, oh my God, what was the guy, the main actor? And then he married that other girl from...
I know.
Oh my gosh, what are their names? I'm so bad at names.
I barely remember your
name.
But
I love both of them.
Yes.
And then they end up getting together and then they have a baby. And like, I mean, I was following this so extensively on Instagram.
Is this in real life?
Yes. I can't remember either one of their names.
I don't know. Anyway,
love them both.
You know who else I want to get on the podcast?
Who?
Okay, a few people.
Okay.
Okay, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yes. She's super into NFTs as well. I would love to hear her take.
Drew Barrymore.
Love her as well.
Crushing it. That's basically it.
Okay.
I know. It's a short list.
You know who we need to have back on the podcast
again. Need to get Michelle Obama as well. Let's add her to the
list.
I met
her once.
Or maybe just... Okay.
She's tall. Very tall.
That's okay.
Oh, Maddie.
A-list celebrities that we're getting on the podcast
this
year.
We need to have Tom Green come back.
He can come back.
Yeah. How fun would that be to go visit him up in Canada? He's got a whole like cool ranch now since the last time that we had him
Let's go. Gosh, I'm exhausted from all of our plans this year.
First
I think
of all.
Tyler's looking up Prince Harry's blood type. Sorry, just kidding.
I actually wasn't. I was looking up something related to the royal family.
Oh,
kind of.
Blood type.
Wait, whose kid is Harry and William?
Wait, what's the question?
Like, who's Harry's dad?
Charles?
Is it Charles?
Yeah, right?
I don't know anything.
I don't either.
I feel stupid.
Maybe, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe we cut that out in case he actually comes on the podcast. You don't know anything about us either.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, good point. Exactly.
No, but anyway, I'm a big Prince Harry fan now. I just want to put it out there, like controversial or not, like I am.
I'm going to watch the documentary and learn.
I want to watch the documentary as well, but the book is really good.
Did you guys see the movie Spencer?
No.
Kristen Stewart played Princess Diana and she was nominated for Best Actress and I thought she should have won.
Yeah.
That movie's incredible.
I'll have to watch that.
It just came out recently, right?
Last year. 2022.
Yeah.
That part of the book of him talking about his mom is It's so traumatic because it's like, I'm going to spoil it if you guys read or watch the book. He was talking about how he didn't believe that she actually had died, like did not believe it at all, because she'd always talked about wanting to get away and, you know, escape that life. But she couldn't, because it's just the paparazzi would find you no matter what. So he thought in his mind that she had just gone off and one day she would like secretly reappear and be like, come and see me, kids. This is where I'm at. It took him like, I think it was like 5 to 10 years or something. When he was older, he had somebody come and show him the actual photos and proof. Jeez. Because he's like, I still don't believe it. And then at that point, he was like, the only thing that I saw was all of these photos were confiscated from like the paparazzi. Which so none like, of those were like police photos. Yeah. They were all paparazzi. Oh. Like they chased her into that tunnel. And then later on, he had taken that same route when he was in Paris to see what that tunnel was like. And then when he went through it, he's like, that was it. Like, this is how she died. And you're going to say that, you know, that wasn't paparazzi related.
Like the movie is about Diana and her kids, her boys. Mm-hmm. It's like a big part of the, like the main focus of the movie. Also like all the, you know, just all the weird stuff about being in the royal family. Very interesting movie.
It's crazy. I mean, it definitely was very eye-opening because I really had no knowledge of them and I've never really paid any attention to it until like it's kind of like everywhere right now. So I was like, I'm going to read it. I'm going to check it out. These memes are funny enough.
Oh God.
I mean, it's so wild. There's definitely some things like if that was me, like, I mean, when I wrote my book, I left out a lot of things.
Like what? Tell us, Jess. Tell us you're on the Same Brain podcast.
I left out?
Get us views. Get us ads.
What I left out
what
of the
did
book?
You leave out?
Oh, geez.
Well, I mean, I could probably tell you. I probably already know.
Let me tell you some things that I'm going to...
Let me tell you her version of the book.
God.
An updated version.
Man, the updated version? I think for the updated version, I'm just going to interview Jenna.
I don't even... Like, I have nothing exciting in my life that's like, whoa, I can't believe that happened. But like...
I'm sure you do. You've got some things. Yeah. Remember when you met Justin Bieber?
Oh, shut up.
Okay, well... Jenna's got two good stories in the can. She's going to tell.
I'll release them in my book.
Oh, that's
with
good.
Photos.
With photos. You got to have the photo.
Anyway, let's talk about the MacBook.
I'm sweating.
Oh, yeah. I'm drinking coffee. Losing at 4 o'clock. This is wild for me.
I have done basically nothing but play Call of Duty. So like getting back into filming videos was so tough. So Tyler comes into town. We just hopped back to it filming yesterday. Went to film the new Corvette. E-Ray, the electric Corvette.
Electrified.
Electrified.
Get it right.
Get it right.
Get it tight. Okay.
So like the first thing we're like, all right, he's in town. We went for it. So we went down to the Peterson Museum.
I asked everybody if they wanted to go there last couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, does anybody want to go with me? And no one replied in the group chat.
Yeah. Cause I was like, I don't know what the heck that is.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. I was there yesterday.
Oh.
Really cool. They actually had a huge Tesla exhibit too, which is kind of interesting.
I know. I wanted to show you the truck.
That was sick.
I have a video of it.
Oh, Jenna didn't get to go. I was invited, but due to some other things I have going on.
And you weren't able to go.
I wasn't able to go, but I have a fun video coming out with another vehicle. You know, it's all about that exclusivity life sometimes, but I was invited. So like, at least I wasn't like not invited.
Yeah. I wish you could have went, but I mean, honestly, sometimes when you're working with brands, like you can't do other car things. Anyway, the museum was really cool. So next time you want to go, let me know now that I know what it is. Anyway, the electric Corvette was super cool. I have a video coming out.
Electrified.
I'm sorry. Electrified. It has still a gas V8 engine as well. And it's basically using the battery and the electricity. It's a whole separate motor. So it's adding extra power.
I'm excited to check it out. There's a lot of cool things happening. Oh, you're going to be working on a secret project coming up too.
With a little vehicle.
A vehicle that I'm also talking about in an upcoming video. So lots of fun stuff.
That car is actually super cool.
It's so, I know.
I know. And like no one can get their hands on it.
Well, I know how you can experience it in another way.
We'll find out when Jenna's got, like, this is her third secret of the podcast.
Oh my God, you guys know nothing about me. And then I also might be getting my hands on another secret in February.
No way.
Yeah, which we might be needing to do a little road trip.
Is that the...
It's a secret, Jess.
Okay, is that the...
Fourth secret.
Is it that?
Maybe.
Oh.
So many secrets.
Oh my God, I love that. I still want to drive the Ford Lightning.
Crap. I was supposed to reply to an email 6 months ago.
You have ruined absolutely everything.
I'll do a little FU.
Yeah.
That stands for follow up.
Oh, geez. Just in case. That's follow up.
My favorite is like, we'll like joke about it. I'm like, oh, I just got to send a little FU. And I'm like, a follow up. It's a follow up.
Follow up. Are we going to talk about the Macs now?
Let's talk about the Macs.
Okay. So most importantly, Apple just had a big announcement.
Big.
Big.
Announcement.
Huge. Now it started off with some creators kind of saying how much they love the M1. And Jen and I both kind of had this shared same sentiment. Like, honestly, it was super cool to see all of our friends and stuff in the videos. But there were some creators that I was like, I don't know who that is. I want to go look them up. And like, they didn't credit any of them.
So they did.
I was like so sad. I was like, man, like, this is such a cool initiative. But yet I was like, you didn't say who any of them were. And then in the actual like YouTube video itself, they credited all the music and the songs.
Not a single creator.
I was like, man.
Same thing. So, I was like, who's this person? I want to go find their content. They did not put like a name on screen, nothing in the description. The only way I was seeing it was on Twitter of people replying to people being like, oh my gosh, did you see me in this? And I'm like, oh, that's who you are. Now I can find you. I will say, not a good look.
Yeah, I was like so sad. It was like so cool, but yet I was like, man, why didn't you just put their little at handles?
But they credited the music they used.
They did.
Does that mean they respect artists over creators?
I don't know. But
wah, wah, wah. Our buttons don't work. Anyway, look, I get it. But you know, anytime, look, we've been in this industry for a very long time. We've had content licensed from many people.
Yeah.
Sony, Samsung, LG, I don't know, people. They, you know, they license content, they pay creators to use it, and you know, they credit you. So while this is, I feel like, Apple's first initiative of like, you know, having creators be a part of a launch, I think they can be better.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that just adding the credits to people, like just the at tag would have been so cool. What a cool way though to like intro the M2, because all of those reactions were so mm-hmm. super genuine. It got me all hyped up and it was so exciting to see all of our friends. But I was like, man, there's still people that I would have liked to have known who they were. So anyway,
no, I mean, that's an amazing accomplishment. Like, you're in the launch of Apple's yes! like thing. And that's the thing. Like, I use my M1, I was gonna say every single day, which usually I do if I'm working that day. But it's such an incredible device. I've had no issues with it. It's so fast. The native chip, like the silicon chip inside of it, you know, for the battery life. And even it's brought the price down from when I believe it even had the Intel version.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It came down at least like, I feel like $500 to $1,000. So having, I mean, it's still very expensive, but like the price was coming down and everything was kind of working better. My fan came on the other day for like one of 10 times it's ever come on. And I'm like, oh.
So I got a new comforter on my bed and it is like this super fluffy blanket. So I was editing in bed the other day and it did turn on. I mean, everything that Apple has been doing with the Apple Silicon is just, it is so impressive. Like, it has blown my absolute freaking tiny mind to pieces, the things that I've been able to accomplish just on the M1. So like the MacBook now, I have the M1 Max. I mean, I have it fully spec'd out, but now they have the M2 Pro and the M2 Max. So, I mean, we're basically following kind of the same formula and map of the previous year. So I'm sure eventually they'll probably update the studio, which like that studio was so, I can't even express to you, because like you don't really edit 8K footage or do like that crazy kind of editing.
I barely edit.
But like, it's so fast. Like, it's just, I don't know. I'm basically speechless.
I mean, I was impressed when they came out with the first M1 on like, what was it? The MacBook Air, right?
Yes.
Or MacBook Air.
Or just the regular MacBook.
Actually, no, it was the 13-inch MacBook.
Yep.
M1. I used that for almost a year.
The entire year I edited huge projects on that. So now that I remember that that was like my main computer for a whole year, I'm like, why didn't I get the 14-inch?
Oh, don't just. It's the most sensitive subject. So, okay. I've decided as of now, while I would love to get the M2, the only reason I would probably get it is to get the 14-inch. I have completely maxed out 16-inch MacBook Pro M1 Max. Max is the better one, right? Whatever. Whatever. I have that. So it's like, okay, I paid $7,000 for a MacBook. It's still perfectly fine. And while, yes, it would be great to have, you know, a little bit of an upgraded specs and maybe I get a 14-inch, I don't need to spend another $7,000.
You absolutely do not need to, because like if I didn't have an I in front of my name, there's no way I would have probably bought it, because as a normal person, everyday consumer doing what I do as a creator, that M1 Max, that MacBook that I have right now, is still super powerful for anything that I would ever need.
No, I agree. And I'm also trying to like branch out this year and get help editing. So I'm like, look, I don't know. I don't need it. I want it. I want it very badly. But everyone's like, well, you don't need to get 8 terabytes. And let me tell you what, the second I don't get it, I regret it.
So my review unit MacBook that I had before had 4 terabytes. When I was traveling a lot, it's just, you know, putting so much footage and being able to just drop all that stuff onto the drive is just so nice. So then when I used my computer, I have the 8 terabyte, like, it's amazing.
I mean, my 8 terabyte, I keep having to like delete stuff. And like these Final Cut like folders and files, like sometimes they're massive and I'm working on like six different things at a time and they're all just huge. And I don't want to carry around external drives or have them attached because when they fall out, it will possibly corrupt your stuff.
So. I do still edit a lot off of externals, but I mean,
loser. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
But yeah, but now since I've been using the 8 terabyte, it's so great. So
I still use the OWC.
The little guy?
It's like the little 4 terabyte guy.
Yeah, that's what I use. Great
because I just plug it in and because I have the bigger ones, but you have to like plug them into power and I'm always on the move and it's great if I can only have a small solid state drive or just internally. The one downside to doing everything internally is
if you lose the computer.
Okay. So I've lost a computer.
You have, I know.
Pretty sure it was stolen.
That was the last day that Obama was in office.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Obama. It was all his fault.
I know. Not the last day. It was similar. Anyway, lost that computer. Sad. And then one time I spilled an entire cup of coffee on my MacBook and it just fried it, which AppleCare covered it.
I was going to say, I didn't get AppleCare on my last computer.
My new one.
Should I get the 14?
I don't know.
Should I do it?
If you do, and if I like it, I'm going to cave and I'm going to get it. And I'm going to hate myself.
But I had the 14 review unit for the M1 and it's really great. But now you made me think that if I did all of the stuff that I did in that 1 year on that 13-inch.
I know.
Oh, now I'm thinking about it.
Well, like I don't know.
For traveling, oh man, this is the same dilemma that I had last time.
It's too heavy.
But considering what you're getting, like it's not that heavy.
True. I don't use external monitors. I don't use anything. I only use my MacBook to edit.
So I use external monitors. I have my 3 monitors set up with the Pro Display XDRs, 2 of those, and then the studio display in the middle.
How do you not get so distracted?
Well, I do. That's why I don't get anything done.
Ah, I see.
Well, not really, because I basically will have Final Cut take up the whole window. So I'll have my vertical with all of my files, and then I got my timeline and the viewer here. And then I have like on the right hand side, I'll have a full image of everything.
So what is new about the new M? Is it just like, it's I see that, does, isn't there now, faster. There's now 96 gigs of,
oh yeah,
that's new.
With the M2 Max, you can go up to 96 gigs of RAM. What?
We like that. What is it before, 64?
Yes.
Ooh.
Which is still absurd.
That's nice.
Never have I once maxed that out for anything that I've been doing.
That's nice.
I know.
No, sometimes it's like, hey, clear up this. And I'm like, okay. But you know what's interesting? On the news of Apple, I saw a lot of people trying to see what their $50,000.
I saw Marquez and I saw
things them. Were worth, and they were worth less than a new iPhone.
It's like $900.
That's offensive. And they're still selling that exact same thing for $50,000 to $52,000.
Well, don't trade it in, especially here in LA. Like you can sell that to production studios, to different production houses, because it's like,
if it's lost that much value, then you're going to go sell it to someone else.
Yeah, no, no one's going to do that. And well, if you maybe. Do, well, I mean, why would you do that?
I don't know, but I liked all the replies. It was like, I'll give you $1,000 for it.
But it's wild. I mean, I just dock that thing to my Thunder Bay, which is all my storage, and that's connected to another little dock, which my setup, have you actually seen what I
no,
have
No, I don't
there?
Look at anything.
It's ridiculous, like what I have set up.
I'll take a little look.
I have like 3 monitors that all hook into the MacBook, but then that also hooks into a dock that hooks into this OWC dock that has like a 2 terabyte internal. That connects to a 16 terabyte, the Thunderblade, and then that connects to the Thunder Bay. So I'm basically daisy chaining all of this stuff. Honestly, unbelievable what this little MacBook can do.
I just received, this is breaking news.
What?
I received a text message.
What's the text message?
From my friend that says, RIP Tweetbot.
You know, I saw that this morning.
It's officially gone.
Yeah. Twitter has now added in something into their, what is it that
look,
when you sign up for something?
This is what's been happening anytime I try to use Tweetbot. It just says unable to access for the past couple of days.
They're no longer allowing API access to any companies that will be creating like a Twitter replica.
I'm mad.
Me too.
Tweetbot is superior because I can actually see my mentions.
Don't even get me started. Like Twitter has app, and then this has nothing to do with if you like or don't like Elon Musk. The website has completely gone to trash. You can't see mentions. Like I have to go into a tweet thread and read, like you have to click it to read. So you never see any new mentions. The verified tab, like it doesn't even make any difference. You don't see if you're verified. Like it's just, it's so bad. I mean, things keep crashing. I mean, I guess that's what happens when you literally fire your entire company.
I'm upset. What's your favorite platform? Tyler says, yeah. Tyler, I've been enjoying your TikToks lately.
Yeah,
they're
fun
you.
And vibey.
They've been a mood.
Yeah, I like TikTok a lot. I think me and Justine were just talking about how TikTok is the new king of search. If I wanted to learn how to cook this or how do you do this exercise correctly, I would go to YouTube. Not anymore.
Get it quicker.
Always TikTok. To TikTok. Yeah. There's so many more creators and new creators, and there's a lot less of on YouTube. Every time I try to get some information about something sort of niche, it's like obvious that this small company paid 10 people to say the same thing about whatever. And it's like everything's really biased, and you go to TikTok and it's a bunch of real people.
No, I agree. I feel like for YouTube, in that case where I'm like, okay, if this is a product and I want like a long form of like, okay, I want to know all like specs, whatever. But if I want something like quick, yes. Yeah, like you said, unbiased, yeah, for the most part, like TikTok is great because I can only retain information in like 10 seconds. I cannot focus on anything anymore. So I need like the quickness of TikTok, like get to the point, tell me.
Yeah. And I started making videos on there too. And it's a lot of fun. I have a whole bunch that I haven't edited yet, but
I've been enjoying them.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's so weird because like I'll see it pop up and then I'm like, oh, this is Tyler. Because it's like you hadn't posted for so long. And, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, Tyler's really making TikToks.
Offline, yeah. And I don't know. I kind of have this idea to like, I'm just starting with the vibe, but I feel like I'm going to get into sort of like lifestyle product stuff. Ooh. But I haven't really started doing that part yet.
Yeah.
Just trying to get the vibe down.
I mean, I am still trying to get my vibe and I don't know. Anytime I post, I'm like, this is going to do great. Does terrible. I post something stupid, does great.
Well, and it's so hard because I feel like I've been consuming so much content, mm-hmm, that it has been clouding my judgment of what I want to post.
Yes.
I don't like being influenced sometimes by other creators. So like I've seen some people post some stuff about AI and I have some ideas that I want to do, but like I refuse to watch their videos because I don't want to be biased or like have that same thought. Like I want to keep my thought.
Yeah, but no one's going to know that you're keeping your own thoughts, because even if your thought is the exact same as someone else, they're going to be like, oh, you copied them. So no one knows that it's your own thought. And chances are it's probably going to be the same, similar.
Oh, that makes me sad.
No, I didn't mean to make you sad.
I got sad.
But at times, maybe you should watch their content to see if it's already been done. That's like times where we literally post the exact same thing. And I'm like, I didn't know you were posting that. Same brain.
I want to have my own thought.
You can have your own thought if you put your own thought out. Like write it all down.
But then I'll forget. And then I'm
going to
have
it all now.
My thought's going to change because I saw somebody else and I'm going to be influenced.
You already wrote it down. You can't change it.
And I'll be like, oh, I don't think that anymore.
Well, you don't have to. I'm just saying, I don't know. Who cares? Who cares? The internet content is literally just copying other people.
That's fair.
And maybe adding your own little like, I did a little wiggle. I don't know. You can do whatever you want.
That's why I like TikTok trends so much, because they're so fun. Because it's like basically people taking this one thing and making it their niche. And it's just, that to me is what I really enjoy.
Yeah, it's fun.
Anyway, so you can get the 14-inch MacBook, mm-hmm, starting priced at $19.99. Yes. And the 16 starts at $24.99.
Space gray and
silver, yes. Space gray, silver, yes.
Do we have any new ports? HDMI 2.1.
Yeah, that's nice. You can have it up to an 8K display.
I've never used my HDMI slot.
I haven't either.
I don't know why I'm raising my hand. I've shifted away from CF Express and I've gone back to the SD cards because it's convenient. Why they ever took that away from us, I don't know, but I will hold that grudge until I die.
Same. Because I don't even use SD cards anymore. But well, if for 8K stuff, like you have to use the CF Express A.
Need to.
Yes, you do. You can't write to the to,
yeah,
any other.
You need to, actually. I forgot.
Yeah, so
I work for Sony. I should have known.
You need to.
No, there's another slot.
Well, yeah, there's another slot, but to do 8K and like the highest res, you have to do it on the CF Express A.
You're right.
I'm aware.
I am too.
It's okay. It's okay.
I've been using the Sony ZV-1F to vlog. It's been so great and compact.
I love that camera so much.
It's so cute.
The only thing that I notice is you have to be careful.
Moving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very careful. But I just shove it in my pants pocket and I'm like, let's make content.
A Mac Mini. With an M2 and M2 Pro chip, which is exciting. And the starting price for that is $599, which is
free.
I mean, essentially, it does feel like that's a really great deal.
That is a good deal. The tax amount I would pay on a fully maxed out MacBook Pro.
That hurts.
California.
We should have shipped everything to Tyler and then had you drive back down next time.
I'm down. Let's do some crime.
Oh my God. It's not crime.
It's just convenient. I'm like, oh, I'm visiting.
Listen, these billionaires are doing way worse than that.
Oh yeah, what?
Like, get them. Let me save
$500. You paid $700 in taxes last year. Oh, flip God. Oh, that hurts. Anyway, what are we talking about? Mac Mini. Hold on a second.
Tiny. Does it come in different colors?
No.
Trash. No, I was just kidding. What's wrong with me?
What is your... Actually, that would be kind of cool. Can you imagine the Mac Mini the same color as all the iPads?
So nice, right?
Like, and little, like the iMacs?
Little this color, a little that color, a little desk number. Like, look at this pink, Justine. I got a new Burt's Bees. It's fuchsia.
What is that?
Dragon fruit lemon.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Imagine a Mac Mini hot pink fuchsia sitting on your desk. Sexy.
You can imagine some Mac cables, some pink cables.
Speaking of, we didn't talk about it. Let's focus on.
Okay, so what are we focusing on?
Just get through this Mac announcement.
So I've got some pink cables. You can get them at pinkijustinecables.com.
No, that wasn't what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right.
Mac Mini.
I'm setting the mic down. You take it
okay,
from here.
The M2 Pro can simultaneously support up to 3 displays, but if you just do the M2 chip, that will just support 2. And then they announced a HomePod. Can you believe? Okay, so they discontinued the HomePod last year, the first gen, which was, I love it. I've got them all over.
What's new about it, Jess? Tell me. Do we have a new chip? Do we have a new look, new colors, a new design? What do we have?
Well, I mean, it's technically a new color. They're calling it Midnight, but like it looks like the last one, the Space Gray.
Well,
because the Midnight's like a slight little hint of blue.
You guys, come at least add like a, I like how the Amazon.
But the minis have colors.
I like how the Amazon little speakers, they have like a clock built into it so you can see what time it
is.
Yes. Has like a display.
Yes, it's cool.
I know. Maybe we get a little creative and we steal from other people and use that idea. Make it a little new.
It is priced at $299. The original HomePod was $349. Yep. You're just saying things. So it does have Siri built in. It also has, it's thread enabled, which is really great because it basically is, it like makes a little mini mesh.
My gosh, is it water resistant?
Mini mesh Wi-Fi. It has nothing to do with water. I'm now taking
unhinged this year. I'm unhinged in 2023.
God, you've already told me to do some wild things.
I spit on myself.
It has built-in sensor that can detect the temperature and humidity of the room.
So it should know that if it's going to rain, the water resistant, it can be like,
it can put a little coat on. We're good. Well, you should keep it inside. Remember when we were giving out trick-or-treat for Halloween candy and I tried to bring the HomePod outside to play spooky music? My Wi-Fi didn't reach.
No, but we used the Sony glass speaker, which was very nice because it was like a little spooky light and lantern, but also very expensive to bring outside for Halloween.
It has an S7 chip, which was in the Apple Watch 7. Okay, she has nothing to say to that.
Okay. You want an award?
I don't know.
I am excited because it's a really cool, it is nice. I know people loved it and then they got rid of it and they're like, no, and now it's back. And they're like, yay.
I have
one. They were
selling it on eBay, like the new ones, for like $500 to $600.
Crazy.
Like, I should have really, you know.
Crazy.
Should have got in on that.
I like mine. I have a big one and I have a small one.
How's your coffee?
I don't have them plugged in though.
How's your coffee?
Cold.
Okay.
But so nice.
I had a really good tea today. It was a caffeine. Do you remember what that was? It was like some weird something.
Some kind of hibiscus or something.
It was something, but it was caffeine free. And it was like some weird thing. She's like, well, it's kind of earthy, but we put a little sweetness in it, some little agave. And it was incredible.
Cold? Hot?
No, warm. A warm tea. Hibiscus? We sipped it. I don't think it was hibiscus.
Did it have milk in it?
Yeah, it was milk.
Mm. Justine drinks hot milk now when she goes to like a cafe.
Oh, yeah. With just no coffee in it?
Yeah.
Just hot milk?
Yeah.
It's like a latte without the espresso.
I'm like, can I get a vanilla steamer, please? But this place had like a vanilla spiced cinnamon.
Yum.
So I was like, oh, put that in some hot milk for mommy.
Yum.
I'm Yum. Passing. What are you doing? Are you going to dinner? Okay. It's your dinner time now.
I'm so
You're
old.
You're going to an early dinner.
I am so old. I had to take a nap. Okay. I had big plans today. We'll keep it short. I was like, okay. I did like 5 loads of laundry. I got new bedding in case Tyler slept over, guest room available. You know, I just want to be ready.
Still a possibility.
It's still a possibility. New bedding. Maddie has put his body in it. So anyway.
That's fine.
Yeah. So I was just doing laundry and I just left like 5 loads of laundry on the floor. So today I was like, I'm going to put this all away. I'm going to like scrub the bathrooms and clean and do all this. I took 2 hours to write one document for a brand deal that's coming up, which I'm very excited about.
I'm very excited about too.
It's going to be awesome. Anyway, then the day was gone and I came over here.
Wow. Is that all you had to say about that? Was there more? Can you talk about being old? Because I'm offended because I'm actually old.
I'm just tired all the time and I can't do as many things.
Like, look, this is me back here. I'm petting the 1984 Macintosh.
That's the year you were born.
Yes, I know.
Oh, we don't talk about that.
Well, no, that's fine. We can talk about it.
I'm so old. You had a blood clot.
I know.
It's not funny. We'll get a 1 year in your clotiversary. We'll get like a little cake or something.
I'm going to be on a plane for my clotiversary. So let's hope that we don't clot.
Interesting time. Okay, let's move on.
I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
Can I say something?
Yes. Yeah.
I think instead of making a new HomePod, they could have just made Siri good. Alexa is awesome. Siri is really stupid. Siri is no help to anybody ever. You can ask Siri to like do math for you and that's it. I ask Siri to put something on my calendar and she does it the right way. Siri, most of the time, she just sits there and doesn't say anything.
She's like, oh, you wanted me to do something?
I ask her to do something and her little animation comes up and she's just...
It is really true.
I have my Amazon Echo Studio, the big speaker.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. It
sounds incredible. And Alexa works amazing. And when my kitchen fan is on, she's playing music and she still hears me. I don't have to yell.
I mean, I'm an Alexa. I mean, I also use Siri for, you know, like I've integrated. I'm actually going to be posting a video where I've integrated it into like my smart home stuff. But I make sure I have it on Alexa and Siri as well, depending if like, if nice. I just have my watch, like if I'm mobile or my phone,
yeah,
you know, you have the option. But if you're, I think you're still going to be here. I'm going to be doing a little video about the Astro, like the little robot.
Oh, that's going to be so
for
fun.
For Amazon. Like it's going to be so cool. And the things that this robot is capable of, like I'm excited to try it out. Like it can tell you, hey, you left your front door open. It'll tell me.
Yeah.
I can patrol the house, Justine. It sends up a little camera and I can robot it around.
My new vacuum does that.
And it vacuum. Oh my God, which is also technology. Siri can't add anything to my calendar.
It is frustrating. I'm hoping this year at WWDC that they actually do some serious Siri upgrades because it really does need it. It's tough because like I really love my HomePod. Like it's just cute. Sounds so good. I mean, it's for everything that I need. I mean, my smart home is, it's actually mostly on HomePod and stuff like that. But yeah. I do have Alexa. And I also was thinking like, what if they announce or launch something similar to the like the Echo Show that has like a screen? And I was like, oh, maybe they could call it Home and just drop the pod
and make it water resistant.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It would feel like to integrate like into like a little iPad where you can control.
Yeah. Because it would have to be something completely different. Because like the HomePod is, I feel like it has established itself as a speaker. Like it's, yeah. That's not going to be anything other.
It sounds good when you can link them all up together as well and they'll work.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And like the little, like, you know, calling from room to room. But also, man, how fun is it? Like our little niece, like she has access to Alexa and she's able to like call us and stuff like that.
Oh, she really calls me all the time and I answer on my Echo Show in my kitchen or my phone.
Why doesn't she call me?
I set you up. So I feel like our other sister isn't very tech savvy, so I went ahead and put her under my account, just, you know, whatever. So she has one of the kids' Fire tablets, and they also have Alexa in their house. So she had the Echo or the Amazon Glow, which has been discontinued.
That's sad.
RIP. So she's able to call people in the approved list, and either it's voice or video. So she'll call me, and like I'll talk to her in my kitchen on my Echo Show. That's so cool. I can see her. She can see me. You can't do that with a speaker. I mean, you could FaceTime, but like, I'm not going to give a 3-year-old an iPhone. And this way you can control and who they're calling, what they're doing, and they can still feel like little, you know, like independent. And
it's really cool.
Call people. I don't know why she doesn't call you. That must be a personal.
I don't know. Are you sure I'm on her list?
Yeah, I triple checked.
Maybe. I don't know.
You even have a nickname, Jessie.
Oh, that's me. I keep getting this tracking notification every time you're around because these AirPods are technically yours and we swapped at some point.
I did.
So it's saying that you can find me.
I can.
And you can see available actions.
I can find you. I came over to find a snack. Is there anything else you'd like to speak about?
No, I think we're done because I have to pee and we have to film some more stuff.
But yep.
I really did enjoy our podcast. Maybe we'll have a sponsor.
Oh, don't tease me with a good time.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Maybe we should reach out to some people.
Yes.
Because we really haven't been actively trying.
I would like to work with
AG1.
I was going to say that or Liquid Death or Liquid Death you're now nice. Into the new sparkling ice. Any type
Holy
of drink.
Moly, yes.
Smart water would be the game changer, but we're not Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, shoot. God, we could only wish. She's beautiful.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you leave voice messages on Anchor or you can leave us 5-star reviews under, you know, the Apple reviews. We will be reading them next podcast next and listening to them. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel and find us on all of the social media. Same brain.
And at IGCN and Jenna Yuzer.
And let us know what you want to talk to Tyler about in the future podcast because it's finally going to happen.
Finally.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.